Well, speaking of going on the way to school, and you can do this for work as well, but this is kind of centralized, guys, around going to school. It's Bring Your Bible to School Day today.
This is
the day.
And we talked about it a little bit yesterday, but we wanted to kind of bring it up again today just because, you know, people forget. They don't think. Mornings are crazy. Okay. So
yes.
I have kids. You have kids. Mornings are crazy. So
I just want to say, if you do bring, yeah, absolutely, bring your Bible to school today. But don't say, hey, teacher, I got the sword of the Spirit. Don't say that.
No.
I mean, it is the sword of the Spirit. I wouldn't say that.
Yeah. Probably don't mention that to your school resource officer as well.
Don't say, well, I didn't bring a big Bible, but I've just got a little dagger. Don't say that because, you know, a pocket New Testament can be seen. Yeah. No.
Be cool.
Yeah.
But anyway, but I mean, it's such a great opportunity here as a testimony. And again, this is a right that you do have to bring your Bible to school. And we mentioned yesterday, this isn't to be militant with our faith, with our Christianity, but it is meant to give you as students, and I'm talking to you, not to your parents, not to anyone else, to you as students, a chance to be bold, a chance to stand for what you believe, to have your faith be on your sleeve, and bring your Bible to school today. And just it can be sometimes even a silent but shouting testimony to bring that and say, this is what my life is founded upon, the truth that is in this book.
Very good. And you know what? If you have an extra Bible laying around the house, maybe bring that one and share it with a friend.
Jim Daly of Focus on the Family, who's behind this whole thing, was on with Michael Medved on WOGO yesterday, and he was talking about Rahm Emanuel, the mayor of Chicago, recently said, you know, it may not be politically correct, but we need more faith and family values in our culture. And Daly said, hey, this ties in with that.
So absolutely.
BringYourBible.org if you want to do some last-minute Googling, too. And again, some resources there, bringyourbible.org. It's Bring Your Bible to School Day, and we'd love to hear your stories as well, too, of what God does through you through this day.
WWIB, the WIB Wake Up Show. Hillary.
We are weighing in on this. According to a survey, more and more couples are going halvesies on engagement rings.
Could not believe that when Caleb mentioned that.
I know. Is this a good idea?
I saw this yesterday, and I was just, honestly, I was aghast.
I'm so mixed.
You're mixed?
I'm mixed. I have mixed feelings on this because I feel like a lot of people, when they get married, you know, they're young, they don't have a lot of money. And so maybe to share that financial burden is good and starting, you know, combine. But yet I'm like, I love that my husband got me this ring, this token. And it's not a token. It's a very expensive thing. But yet,
I see it as kind of a chivalry aspect, and it's not saying to the gal that, oh, you don't have money or you couldn't help pay for this or all those things, but it's just sort of, I mean, as a man, there was no way. For one thing, I wanted it to be a surprise.
Yes.
So I'm like, hey, could you chip in a little bit, Lindsay, so I can get this for you?
Can I have a few bucks?
I really, really wanted the surprise, even though, okay, at that point we knew that it was coming, and I'd asked her her parents for her hand in marriage and all that, too. And I guess I'm a staunch traditionalist in that respect. But I really, really wanted it to be a surprise, and so it would really spoil the surprise. But not only that, it wanted to be, you know, as the protector and the provider of my wife and my family, that was sort of the first, you know, big sign that, okay, I may not have an expansive income, but I'm going to, you know,
care for you and provide.
Yeah, and so I'm going to start off with this. And perhaps, I'm probably going to get long-winded on that, so I'll just stop. But it's one of those things, too, where I think sometimes we make too much of the ring and the wedding and not enough about the marriage. And so it's like, you know, it's like, oh, yeah, it's 3 years salary, right? And that's an office
that's
line.
Like, oh.
But it's like, you know, you have to spend so much on the ring and so much on the wedding. It's about the marriage. It's not about the ring.
And that's,
it's not about the wedding.
That was one of the reasons I was torn, too, is because I was like, if it's this much about the ring that you have to spend so much money that you can't do it, then, dude, isn't it about the marriage? I mean, what are your thoughts, Helvo?
I mean, I had to save up money to buy the ring. And I think that at least I'm with Caleb in terms of chivalry and tradition. And so I just had never heard that prior to yesterday. I've never even heard that. So now I've had 24 hours to kind of contemplate it. Some, it's still hard. I mean, we have a changing world. More women are in college. More women are going to graduate school, et cetera, et cetera.
Well, and a lot of times women are making more than their husbands.
Sure. And I think that's a growing trend.
Yeah.
And so that's part of what's playing in here.
The other part of this, as I mentioned to Caleb, I have not worn my wedding ring in years because when I got engaged, I had these lovely, skinny, long fingers, and then I had two kids, and they're gone now. So I should really get that resized.
My other thought, too, is just so speaking bad. As a guy, I think in terms of there's this buzzword of intentionality, right?
Yeah.
Of being intentional with things. And when you have to save for something, I know as a kid, when I really wanted a toy, all right, if I had to save for that toy, I know, not a perfect analogy.
No, but
when
it
I
is.
Had to save for it and think about it, do I really want, I wanted a Lego pirate ship, and I saved and I saved, and I got it on clearance after Christmas, and my mom said, hey, if you wait a week without opening it, bring it back, they might have lowered the price more. And it was just that aspect of knowing what I wanted
yes.
and being absolutely sure, because it took time.
Right.
So, you know, it's not something to be taken lightly or rushed into. I mean, marriage is a lifelong commitment, so maybe just the aspect of saving, if you don't have a ton of income, saving for something like this just
yes.
helps you be sure.
Right.
Real quick as we wrap it up, I got to say, I remember the day I proposed to my wife, April 26, 1998. So we've already passed that 20th anniversary. Since I'm a blabbermouth, and I kind of tell her everything, she totally thought there's no way I could surprise her with it. But I got down on one knee we were at Lake Altoona Park and
aww.
Said, I want to spend the rest of my life. I love you. I want to spend the rest of my life with you. Will you marry me? And then popped out the ring that I bought. So,
yes.
Again,
yes.
hard to think of just the ring that we bought together.
Yeah.
Right?
So,
I pretended my car broke down at the exact spot where she first told me she loved me. So
is that right?
Okay, I got to share now because
yeah.
we're all sharing.
Yeah.
It was the day after Thanksgiving, and he was helping me put my Christmas tree up in my apartment and putting lights on, and I turned around, and there he was on one knee, and now I'm going to cry.
Aww.
So
was he
yeah.
wearing an elf hat or
No, he was not wearing anything silly. He was very serious.
But when she says, that is amazing. When she says yes, you just want to do your happy dance. Mercy me, WWIB.
All right, here's the study. According to Danish Institute for National Health, okay, so this is reputable, teen girls who are 15 and 16 years old should do themselves a big favor and forget about having a steady boyfriend.
Doing their daddies a big favor as well, too.
Yeah,
so.
Right? Yeah. So I know this isn't going to be popular amongst the teen crowd, but parents, I think, are going to enjoy this. Here's what this study said. Boyfriends tend to make teen girls feel sad, dispirited, and nervous, as well as create sleeping and eating problems.
I don't hear anything positive about that. So I think, again, speaking as a dad of two daughters, it's like
right?
Lily and Nornor, I think you can just, you know.
Just hang out. And Cooper, too,
yes.
because when he's 15 and 16, that, you know, I think it goes both ways.
You can focus on other more important things.
It said girls who have boyfriends also tend to be displeased with their weight and tend not to be involved in as many physical activities such as team sports.
We got three teenagers. Girls in our house, 18, 15, and 13.
Yeah.
And boyfriend's not on the scene at the present time. I like it that way.
Yes.
That doesn't mean there can't be interest or
right.
all those kinds
absolutely.
Of things. And in today's world with the social media, there's so many ways of the communicating
right.
to try to be aware of
right.
and be wise about. So
yeah. No, I just find this fascinating.
Well, we talked earlier about being intentional.
Yes.
And I guess what I want my children to know with dating is you date with the intention to marry. So if you're not in a position mm-hmm. as a 15 or 16-year-old
sure.
to get married,
correct.
There's no reason for you to be dating.
Right.
So,
and this isn't a blanket statement. I mean, there are, I'm sure, exceptions to this, and there are healthy relationships, too, but I just find this fascinating.
So somebody hears this, they take it to heart, and they go, we got to break up with you. I'm just...
The Danish Institute of National Health says...
Here's the study.
Yeah.
Blame the Danes.
Blame the Danes. Fascinating.
All right.
Hey, this is Caleb from the WIB Wake Up Show. Thanks so much for taking a listen to this. You can catch the show live weekday mornings 5:30 to 9 a.m. on 103.7 FM out of Eau Claire, 94.3 FM in Wausau, 93.5 in Marshfield, 93.7 FM in La Crosse, and anywhere at WWIB.com or via the TuneIn radio app or your Amazon Alexa and Google Home devices.